The entertainment writers come by us and other opinions, entertainment writers, management, employees, affiliates, you may know, be cool, don't sue. Happy Halloween, everyone. I'm Adam Paulus. This is the entertainmentwriters.com podcast for Friday, October 31st, 2008. This is the day where you watch Vincent Price specials on TV Land, if there are any, and you'd watch Clone Wars on Cartoon Network, if it was airing, and you go out and have a party with your friends if you are invited to the good parties. I will most likely be staying home, watching television, playing Castlevania, and avoiding rain. Because I'm a very boring person. Anyway, so what do we got this week? Let's start off with news from Hollywood. Because Zack and Miri Make a Porno is in theaters this weekend. It's the new Kevin Smith movie with Seth Rogen. Ratings are pretty good so far. Obviously, you can't take the kids to go see it, but while they're trick-or-treating, you can go see this. Also coming out is Rock and Rolla, Changeling, and The Haunting of Molly Hartley, the latter of which wasn't reviewed by critics. You know what that means! It sucks. Anyway, last weekend at the box office, High School Musical 3 was number one with $42 million. Big surprise. It was followed closely by Saw 5, and then Max Payne, Beverly Hills Chihuahua, and Bride and Glory. The Mystery Science Theater 3000 20th Anniversary DVD Box Set 10 came out in stores this week. That's the good news. The bad news is, according to Shout Factory, the manufacturer, they've already sold through every unit they produced. And when they go back to the well, it's not going to have a tin, and it's not going to have a figure. So if you want it, you better go get it this weekend, or online. The set includes four movies, three Mikes, one Joel, a Crow figurine that's about as high quality as a McDonald's toy, if McDonald's toys are more fragile, and three lobby cards, which are kind of flimsy paper cutouts. Really what you're buying these for are the Crow figure, just to have a Crow figure, and the four movies, which are four great movies. The place I bought it at was Fry's Electronics, who got in one copy. And I live in Los Angeles, so if they got one copy, I shudder to think what other communities got. So check your favorite independent record stores, check your favorite movie stores. If you're a Mystery Science Theater fan, you won't want to miss this. It's got a bunch of special features that are actually special features, not just, you know, trailers. So I'm still getting through it. What else we got? Oh, J. Michael Straczynski has been hired to write a script for Forbidden Planet, a remake of the movie originally starred Leslie Nielsen, for producer Joel Silver, so says Variety. Very exciting. J. Michael Straczynski wrote for Spider-Man comic books, Babylon 5, and he wrote most of the first couple of years of real Ghostbusters cartoons in the 80s. So basically, if you name it, he's probably done it or done something similar to it. He's a very good writer. I saw him speak at Comic-Con once. Toy news. We got news on the final Jack's Pacific series of WWE figures. Who's in it? I'm glad you asked. You might care, even though you don't know that you care. Figures include Stone Cold Steve Austin, Vince McMahon, Bob Holly, Matt Hardy, Chainsaw Charlie, Terry Funk, I guess that's one guy, Earthquake, Eddie Guerrero, and get this, comedian wrestler Andy Kaufman. I'm so excited. This is why I'm in such a good mood this morning. I just read this like 2 minutes before doing the podcast. Andy Kaufman, it's like it's Foreign Man, the guy from SNL, Latka from Taxi, as a wrestling action figure. If you could have a better way to start your morning, I can't imagine what it is. This is truly a happy Halloween. This is not a prank. Since it's the last series, it could be in short supply, so if you pre-order things, pre-ordering a case of these might be a good idea. I must have an Andy Kaufman figure, because like all good comedy nerds, you have to have one. I should probably go get a Jerry Lawler too. We can have him fight. But there you go. That's some of the best news you're going to hear all week. I think. And maybe you have better news than I. You know, maybe your wife's having a kid or something. I don't know. Star Wars. Funko announced three new bobbleheads: Wicket the Ewok, Slave Leia, and a Cantina band member. It's a great mix, and they're all coming out early next year around March. The Wolfman. Mezco got the license to do toys based on the upcoming movie starring Benicio del Toro. Only two large figures are being announced so far, but there might be more stuff, and of course you can pre-order it all today at Entertainment Earth. Betty Page. Dark Horse is going back to the Betty Page well with a new color change mug. It has a leopard print background and a leopard print bikini. When you put a hot beverage in there, both disappear. So you know what that means. It's finally a coffee cup that's inappropriate for breakfast with your children, which I'm sure you've been waiting for all these years. Star Trek. Star Trek news. I'm reaching over to my photo studio right now to grab a very special thing I was sent this week. Diamond Select Toys sent us at Entertainment Earth a triple sample, which you might hear going off right now. Basically, it's really big. It's probably the biggest toy triple I've ever seen. And I've seen quite a few over the years. It's fully licensed, and it comes in one of three colors: tan, brown, or gray. Entertainment Earth sells them individually or by a set. I hope that picked up. That's its screaming mode, which it really likes to do. This is pretty sensitive. It is just a prototype. And let me switch it over to its purring mode, which hopefully will get picked up. This thing also vibrates a lot. It could be very popular with the ladies. I don't know. But if you're under 18, don't ask what that means. Don't ask your parents either. But it's a neat item. It really does. Jeez, this thing bounces a lot. But yeah, it's an interesting collectible. It's the first fully licensed turtle in a while. There's one of the Star Trek Experience. But beyond that, I don't think there's been a lot of other ones. So if you like tribbles and you like trouble with your tribbles, you'd probably want to get this. It's coming out first quarter. I think it's first quarter 2009. And I have to say, it is pretty impressive. It's bigger than the phasers and communicators they make. And if you like Star Trek, you should probably have one of these. Don't forget to check our website, because I just made a video of it too. So you can actually see it moving and vibrating and shaking and making noises and all that. So yes, go Tribbles. Transformers news. Of course, you know there's going to be Transformers news. In Japan, they are releasing a Masterpiece Edition Grimlock. And rumor has it, this very large Generation 1 style toy will be released in the USA next year. If you go to your favorite Transformers sites, you can find pictures of the concept art and prototypes. It includes Grimlock's crown, Grimlock's hat from Grimlock's New Brain, the Generation 1 episode. He has a little food tray from another Generation 1 episode. And I'm hearing he might include his apron. Ridiculous as it may sound, it all makes sense if you're a hardcore Transformers. Well, it doesn't necessarily make sense, but you'll understand why. Japan is also getting in Thrust and Dirge figures in its Henke line. That's the Classics line, but the toys are 2 to 4 times as expensive as their U.S. counterparts and include chrome somewhere on them. Given that Dirge and Thrust were BotCon exclusives, the higher Japanese prices will probably be less than what you'd pay for the American units today, because the American ones were produced in quantities under 2,000. These should be reproduced in greater numbers than that. So check your favorite toy importers or go to Japan to get those. In 2009, Hasbro were releasing 25th anniversary Bruticus Maximus and Superion Maximus toys based on the Transformers Energon molds of the same name. Each combiner team includes 5 limbs, and they will be recolored to look like Generation 1 items instead of Energon items. It is not yet known if they will be exclusive or open to everybody, but I will let you know when I find out, or you will find out elsewhere. These two toys weren't announced so much as they were sold on eBay, so if you'd like to see them, search on eBay and see what you get. Video games. This week on the Wii, you can download the Sega Genesis version of Earthworm Jim, a platform classic, one of the finest, quite possibly the peak of the 16-bit gaming genre, in many opinions. Well, not really a genre, but era. It includes a game where you play an earthworm in a giant robot suit. You jump around, you shoot things. It has a good sense of humor. It spawned a couple of sequels. Earthworm Jim 2 is excellent. And there's also an action figure line for it by Playmates Toys and a cartoon that aired on the WB network when that existed. So that might be something you'd look into. Also for the Wii, Strong Bad 3, the downloadable game is out on WiiWare, and also Art Style Rotohex, which I haven't looked up yet, but I'm hearing okay things about it. For the Xbox 360 this week, you can download the second Penny Arcade game. It is $15 instead of $20. That makes it cheaper. You can also download $15 Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? That includes a creepy, zombie-like interpretation of Jeff Foxworthy done with computer graphics. So that's exactly what you want to see. Oh, and I've also been playing more of Castlevania The Order of Ecclesia for the Nintendo DS. I tried to get it last week and had difficulty finding it at retail, but I picked it up after I recorded last week's podcast, and I've been playing it at work during my lunch break ever since. It is fantastic. If you are, it is Halloween, so you should just go out and buy it, but if you're of the era of 16-bit gamers, and I, as the guy who runs 16bit.com, certainly is, this is a game for you. It's hand-drawn graphics for the most part, you know, a little bit of rotating and polygon fun in there. But basically, it looks and feels like something that could have been made 15 years ago, but without all the bells and whistles. I hesitate to call it the best Castlevania game of all time, because I haven't played through it yet. And it's going to be hard to make anything better than Symphony of the Night, but this is a good number 2 or number 3. If you haven't picked up a Castlevania game lately, I would give this my highest recommendation, just because it is the best of the portables, I think, pretty easily. And, well, you can make an argument for the Dracula X Chronicles from last year, because that was a great game too. But this is also very, very good, and for $30, it's hard to pass up. Or at least it was for me. New at Entertainment Earth. Free shipping! Yes, you can get free shipping at Entertainment Earth for a while. We are offering a limited free shipping offer through November 7th. If you order $85 worth of in-stock product or more before you say, oh, that's a lot, let me tell you that we just received the Star Wars Admiral Akbar and Shadow Trooper Mighty Mug set. They're Diamond Previews exclusives. We also received the Diamond Previews exclusive Ecliptic Evader TIE Fighter. That's the actual final name it says on the box, which nobody knew until they saw the box. It has a big wing TIE Fighter with Rebel symbols and an exclusive pilot figure. We've also received in stock die-cast Beatles buses, lots of bobbleheads and wacky wobblers, the Star Wars Macquarie Luke Skywalker versus Darth Vader statue from Kotobukiya, the 12-inch Super Mario Nintendo DS holder statue, Yoda Super Deformed plushes, Monty Pythonopoly, Labyrinth Ludo talking plushes, and a lot more. We are receiving a lot of exciting items right now. So, if you want to take advantage of that free shipping offer, I would recommend doing so, because it's only available through November 7th, and it's good on in-stock items for the U.S. only. Check out entertainmentearth.com for all the details, and don't ask why, just buy, buy, buy. That's all for this week for me. It is Friday, which, as you know, is one of the finest nights in television of the week, because you get the soup, and you get the Paul F. Tompkins Best Week Ever, which started last week, which isn't bad. No Clone Wars this week, of course, but what are you going to do? Next week is the election. Be sure to vote or don't. And also, what else is going on? Don't take any candy from strangers, but be sure to take all the candy you can from your favorite store's local clearance rack, because they're marking that stuff down like there's no tomorrow. I wish I had more exciting, thrilling things to tell you about, but basically most of my free time has been spent at work or playing video games while at work on my lunch break. So there hasn't been a lot of new toy sightings that I have personally found. I found my ARC 170 fighter last week. I think I told you about that. And I didn't think anything else has been hitting that I've been finding. So, may you have the happiest of Halloweens. Have a good party. Don't forget, get a triple if you can. And that's all I got. So I'll see you guys all next time. Don't forget, you can email me at adam.paulus@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. That's twitter.com/ENTEARTH. And yeah, see you guys next time.